If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
Mr. Fix-It, Lou Manfredini, is sponsored by Lindholm Roofing. Their family has your family covered. How are you doing for snow, Lou?
Well, you know, we live in Evanston, and we got walloped. It was, I woke up to probably four and a half inches of pretty heavy snow. So yeah. I was out there shoveling away, and I think I might need a snowblower. You know anybody?
Yeah. Well, you should go to a local hardware store and see if if they've jacked the prices up or not.
No, we don't do that. We don't do that. No, no. There was one one winter, John, where you know, the way the whole system works with snowblowers, there were so many up in La Crosse, Wisconsin, in the warehouse, but there were none with the warehouse we did. And I drove our truck all the way to La Crosse round trip, picked up 30 snowblowers. This is a few years ago. Brought them back to then our two stores, and within 24 hours they were all gone. And you know, we don't charge any extra for that service.
Zion
delivered by Lou Manfredini.
I know that for that, Lou, you could. Zion 13 inches, Kenosha 12, Moments 12, Cedar Lake, Indiana, St. John's 11 and 10, Valparaiso 9.5, Gurnee 8. Boy, that's it's right along the lake there. Kankakee, it says here, got 5.4, but that's dated. Kankakee got more than that. But O'Hare, 1.7. Romeoville, 1.5. Lake Villa, just an inch. Crazy.
Yeah, I'm actually working out by O'Hare right now. And when I got here early this morning, there was nothing on the ground, nothing. And I'm literally just west of the airport.
That's a fine line. I suppose some folks drove right into or out of it. You were actually talking with your listeners Saturday about what kind of pellets or liquid to put down. You said, you know, I know it seems early, but maybe this would be a good time to put this. And I'm listening to that going, oh, God, Lou, nobody's going to do that. And they should have done that. What do you suggest people do when this snow clears?
Well, so, you know, this is a thing that as we get a little older, I think that you want to make your life easy. And what I do at our own home, and it really is super convenient, I've got a shovel in the back and a shovel in the front. I've got a 5-gallon bucket in the front and a 5-gallon bucket in the back. And I use these screw-on tops because it makes it so much easier. And then pour the ice melt into the 5-gallon bucket where there's a scooper there. And you can just unscrew the top and screw it back on when you're done. You got the shovel, easy access when you need it. Put a little ice melt down. I know a lot of people are going to now say, oh, I didn't do all this. And you're going to go to the hardware store, the home center, and you know, a lot of people will buy the rock salt because it's the cheapest, but it is the hardest on your landscape and the hardest on your hard surfaces. And if you go with calcium chloride or potassium chloride, those are very effective but less harsh on the surfaces and, quite frankly, better for pets if you've got small pets that you send outside because it's not as caustic as the rock salt.
Do you spray your shovel face with Pam?
I do not, although this morning I kind of wish I had because it was very sticky. And the other thing, when you talk about pre-treating, I noticed that a lot of the municipalities, they're out there pre-treating now, and they use a liquid calcium chloride that is available to us to buy. And for those that are, you know, home when you know the storm is coming, you can keep a pump sprayer full of this stuff. And if you pre-spray your walkways, your driveways, your stairs and whatnot, that film will help it make it a lot easier to shovel. It'll keep the ice from forming, and you can pinpoint where you apply it so it doesn't, you know, you don't have to worry about it for vegetation, and it's quite frankly easier on the pets.
So it's going to get up to 60 degrees in, you know, later this week, right? Like Saturday, it's going to be 60.
Nothing. You need nothing but a pair of shorts and some Birkenstocks.
Is there anything I can pre-treat my sidewalk with that will make it easier to scrape or keep the ice from forming on there? I guess just keep the calcium chloride down, huh, Lou?
The liquid calcium chloride, yeah. And the other thing, too, John, with this big snow I noticed in our neighborhood it really walloped the leaves and whatnot. And so you and I talked, I think, last week about using that blower to blow through the downspout. I promise you, your gutters are all clogged, including mine, which I need to get at. But be very careful because this heavy snow and it's going to warm up. Who knows if you get some rain? We need all those leaves to fall so you can get all that stuff done before winter.
So get up on a ladder and blow the air down your downspout, right?
No, get the blower and go to the end of the leader and blow up and just kind of clear those downspouts because chances are all the leaves aren't down yet. And so if you're going to clean your gutters yourself or you hire somebody, you want all those leaves to fall before you pay or go through all that work.
I had Brenda go up on the roof because I said,
right.
Lou said to, I misheard. Okay, 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Lou Manfredini is on the phone line. We have lots of questions for you. Lou, you ready to take some?
Yes, sir.
Larry, you go first. You're on WGN with Lou. How can we help?
Hey, how are you doing? Hey, Lou.
Good.
Hey, before I get to my question, I would suggest my roof's not that high. I bought a roof rake, and that's one of the best things I have ever bought to get deep snow off my roof.
You like those,
but
Lou?
My question...
Hold on. I want Lou to comment on that.
Yeah, no, they're great. You know, if you get heavy snow, they work great. And it's one of those things that when we get a heavy snow, you can't find them. So they're not that expensive, and it's not a bad thing to invest in.
I had to order mine. That's how out of stock they were. But my question is, I put those I don't know what they are, the sodium something, those hockey pucks in my gutters.
Yep.
We get the snow, and then it freezes. We get that deep freeze. Those things work great, too. I was just wondering. I always check my gutters, and there's no like corrosion or nothing from those things.
All right. That's a good I'm glad you brought that up. Hold on. I want Lou to comment on that. I'll put you on hold, but Lou, go ahead.
Those are calcium chloride. Your gutters are aluminum. There's really no reaction other than when we get a lot of ice buildup, it's a really good idea to have a bucket of those around. Like the rakes, when we get the perfect weather storm, that's the first thing that's out of stock and nobody can find them. So it doesn't go bad. Buy a bucket, leave it in the garage. You can leave it there for years as long as it's sealed up. And when you need it, you go out there and do your best Dr. J and hook shot it up there, and you should be good to go. And it will help to melt the ice when you've got problems with ice damming.
Yeah, no kidding. And those roof rakes are kind of amazing and fun. You snap them together, one arm, onto the other. We had them, everybody had them in Minnesota, and you just...
Oh, yeah.
And now you've got this, like, 30-foot-long thing with a little trowel at the end, and you just lob it up there onto your roof, and you pull the snow down. I don't know that it's necessarily, but I don't know. If you get enough snow up there, I guess it's a good idea, huh, Lou?
I mean... We're talking about a lot of snow, and when you get a lot of big buildup up there, that's a lot of weight up there, and it's not a bad idea to eliminate that kind of stress on your roof.
Is the calcium chloride that you recommended for our sidewalks bad for wood decks?
No, it's actually better than the rock salt. And so the biggest issue with any kind of ice melt is that you just need to use a little bit of it. A lot of times people go crazy. And you're just sort of, it's like adding celery salt to your Bloody Mary. You don't want to overdo it. You just want enough. And then, you know, if you get big piles of it, if you notice, then take a broom and wipe that up. Because if that sits there, it will do damage. But light sprinkling of that, not a problem whatsoever.
I liken it to just so much vermouth in your martini.
That's another good analogy.
You can borrow that if you like.
I'm going to use
Lou said to leave your fan on, your air conditioner, all summer long. But should we leave the fan on?
No. I never said that. Hmm. I said that when the temperatures are over 85 degrees and we have high humidity, that's when you do the fan on. Not all summer long, because the house, if you use the air conditioner, can become clammy. In the winter... Yeah. If we get sub-zero temperatures for multiple days, then turning that fan on makes a lot of sense. But if we get back up into the 30s, you're going to feel drafty in your home. So it's all based on temperature. In the winter, really cold sub-zero temperatures, fan on all the time. In the summer, high temperatures, high humidity, fan on all the time.
Let's make this a quick question and we'll go. Eleanor, jump in there. You're on WGN with Lou Manfredini. How can he help you, Eleanor?
I had a, while I was flushing the toilet, a hand brush fell into the toilet, and I'd like to know what has to be done in order to retrieve it or make the flushing more powerful.
Well, if you can't see the hand brush, then it's probably lodged in the top of the toilet, and so there is something called a toilet auger, which is a short little auger that should be able to go under the kind of that loop, the trap that's in there, and hopefully grab it. I would really try to get that out instead of forcing it down into the rest of the sewer system, because it's going to cause a problem. If you can't, you're going to need the help of a plumber, and they may actually have to pull the toilet from the floor.
Norman Mechanical Plumbing Services. I'm sure that's happened before. Okay, Mr. Fix-It, yeah. Lou Manfredini, we'll listen for you again throughout the week and Saturday morning at 6. Thank you, Lou.
Have a great week.